This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, let's kick off the week right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Detroit. I have a great many friends that live in Detroit. My friend Rick Ector lives in Detroit. My friend Dan Kay and his lovely daughter and Ava, they live in Detroit. My webmaster, Will, lives in Detroit. Lots of people live in Detroit, but Detroit is not, it's not all great things. I hope it gets back to its great glory of years gone by, and I think people are looking at it now, but there's still bad things that happen. Now, in June of 2016, an ordeal sort of ended for a young man, and it's the journey to that ordeal that is it's horrible. It's horrible what he's had to go through. It's horrible what he's probably still going through. Maybe some of you have heard him. Well, I mean, he's been here before. He was with Rob and Paul Lathrop when those guys were filling in for me. But we're joined, I am joined for the first time by Marcus Weldon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Now, your ordeal began at Christmas time in what, 2014?
December 21st,
2014. Yeah, right around Christmas time. So you were involved in a self-defense incident that sort of took on a life of its own. Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, well, December 2014 was definitely the worst Christmas of my life, I'll tell you that. I was wearing a Christmas outfit working at a party downtown, and of course the theme for that around that time of year is Christmas, so for work we had to wear these Christmas outfits. And you know, just like any other event, yeah, during a time of night it would happen around 2 o'clock that morning. Ended around 2 o'clock that morning. I left with a coworker, and unfortunately, when you're leaving out late like that, you pray that you get home safely. You know, whether you're leaving work, leaving a party, whatever may happen, you don't really want to stop at any type of locations with gas stations or anything like that. But unfortunately, a friend of mine had a flat tire leaving the event, so I shot from the event and ended up having to stop and help her, which led into the unthinkable. It was a situation where I had to defend myself and her from two men who were armed. And the media dubbed me the Santa Claus shooter when it was a self-defense clean and cut case. But because of the prosecution here in Detroit, we tend to have a situation on our hands where people are being wrongfully convicted, people are being wrongfully prosecuted, and they're anti-gun prosecutors that are living off of these prosecutions, and they're building a career off of them.
Was this, before or after the police chief got out there and said, listen, you guys need to arm up and defend yourselves because we can't get to you in time?
This is actually after. You know, Chief Craig took a strong stance on firearms during the year of 2013, I believe. And the mayor and the prosecutor did not appreciate his stance. I know Chief Craig was featured on the cover of the NRA magazine. He was the new sheriff in town, and he really took the bull by the horns and was proactive, or telling people to be proactive, I should say, in their firearm safety in defending themselves. And he rubbed a lot of feathers wrong when he said that, but that was his stance, and he still feels that way. Unfortunately, there are people in the higher powers of Washington, not necessarily higher powers, but I guess if you look at it from the standpoint of the justice system, I guess the prosecutors do hold the power to prosecute. So they may, I guess you could say they are in the higher powers, and they did not agree with his stance.
Well, I mean, he made it in a time when Detroit was already mired up in the bankruptcy, right? The city had to declare bankruptcy.
Yes, right.
And there were quite a few incidents after he did that of justifiable self-defense. It seemed like for the most part, most of the people that seemed to execute self-defense seemed to be left alone, except you didn't get left alone. Was that because of them looking to scapegoat somebody? Was it because you're a young man and you're black? I mean, what was the deal with this? Why? Because, I mean, obviously all the criteria fit there for it to be a justifiable self-defense shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's where I look back and I really try to understand why was I put through a legal meat grinder. And here's one of the things, a few of the things I came up with. One, Detroit during that time was in a position where the light was on them. We were coming back from bankruptcy. Downtown was thriving. Billionaires like Dan Gilbert was investing, and they're building new arenas. They have people coming all over from America to visit Detroit now, which is unheard of, if, you know, 5-6 years ago. And so this was a bad look for them to have a Santa Claus shooter that made the New York Times. It just kind of destroyed the image of the city once again. So making a stance was something I think they were trying to do. Also, the young men who I had the encounter with were from another country. They were from, one of them was from Yemen. I believe that there was a little bit of, they worked for different gas stations, and it happened at a gas station. Can't prove it, but there was a lot of evidence that came up missing and a lot of cover-ups that seemed to come along with that. And it was almost kind of a conspiracy theory that I had, but when I started to really pull back layers, it really made sense that there was a possibility that maybe there was some people in cahoots with the prosecutors and the owners of the gas stations, because one of the things I noticed in Detroit is that a lot of the people who own the gas stations, they have a lot of money. They own the parking lots. They own a lot of the buildings downtown. They have a lot of connections. And when I went to court, I kind of watched and just seen how they were well connected. And I really described that a lot in my book. It was a crazy image. I mean, it was just, they had their phones in court, and I really started to see how, I think I was almost against the mob. It was crazy. And I started to, like, you know, and then all of a sudden evidence started to disappear. I mean, it was like the video was first, they said it didn't work. And then the clerk at the gas station, he was a witness at the scene, and he disappeared. He said it was a shootout. He disappeared. We couldn't find him. And we couldn't use his 911 tape. And then the other guy who was the main aggressor, he left the country. It was unbelievable. Everything that could have went wrong. So I started to really think about this theory that I had.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like there was something going on there. Was it because it was easy to pin, because you were dressed as Santa? I tell you what, you hang on to that thought. You hang on to that thought. Before we go, the name of your book, tell everybody the name of your book and where they can find it. Before we go, we're going to come back and finish up with this, but where can they find your book?
www.marcusweldon.com, MarcusWeldon, The Santa Shooter, Guilty and Proven Innocent.
I've got a copy of it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but we're going to find more out about what Marcus has gone through. So maybe we won't go through that. Even when you're righteous, it can come after you. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined now by Marcus Weldon, whose story is one that this could be anybody. This could be me. This could be you. He spent more than $30,000 on legal fees. It was a year and a half long ordeal just to prove what he'd been saying all along. In a time when there were self-defense shootings happening in Detroit, it seemed like every other day. And it just, you know, the fact that he got singled out is interesting to me. Joining us again is Marcus Weldon. You feel, one of the statements you said was that there was no justice here. You kind of feel like they came after you for some reason. Did anybody from the prosecutor's office ever acknowledge it when the jury came back and exonerated you? Did they come up and say, well, you know, we had to charge you or anything like that? Or did they just fade away?
No, you know, but one thing that was interesting, though, was I had a prosecutor, my original prosecutor, who started my case, didn't finish the case. She ended up, for whatever reason, dropping off the case and never got the reason why. She just kind of just dropped it, and another prosecutor picked it up. And so I was kind of stuck in limbo for a minute without a prosecutor. And also, I got another judge. And that was real weird. I thought to myself, I wonder, did she drop it because she didn't want anything to do with it? But other than that, I mean, there was no apology, nothing of that type of sort. Now, the prosecutor, when the verdict came in, she didn't even show up to hear her own verdict. That's another thing that I should say, which is very interesting. She didn't even show up. Another prosecutor showed up that had nothing to do with the case, came in just to hear the verdict. So that was real interesting.
Now, you know, and I haven't been to Michigan. I couldn't tell you that much about it. I do hear about what's going on up there. Now, your altercation was with two guys named Salah Rifai and Omar Patti.
Correct.
And I was hearing about all of this self-defense, all these shootings and stuff. You wounded them. You didn't kill them. And I was hearing about guys being just blown out of their socks wholesale just because people were stopping crime. And, you know, I hear about Dearborn. Everybody calls Dearborn a stand and everything else. How many other self-defense shootings in your area had to do with anybody Middle Eastern?
There was a few. There had been about three or four that I can remember. A lot of them deal with gas station clerks shooting a lot of times unarmed black males. Whether it's stealing a bag of chips or a dispute over money. Living in Detroit, I can tell you that a lot of the liquor stores, party stores have had a very, very heated relationships when it comes to black males because a lot of the youngsters in the area. And this is something that I know from living here that you may not know, people may not know, but they are, not all of them now, let me make that clear, but they are delivering and supplying drugs to a lot of the young kids in the area and allowing them to sell the drugs outside the store, outside the gas station. But the moment that they are caught by police, the fall goes on the young black male who usually gets caught with a pocketful of whatever they're selling. I know that personally from people that I have seen it happen to over and over and time again.
But this was the, how many of these kinds of cases where, you know, we hear, and, you know, I'm reaching because I'm trying to understand what went wrong with you. But we hear about in Germany, around New Year's, when all of these Middle Eastern guys were trying to basically, at the very least, sexually harass, in some cases sexually assault or rape women in Germany. And here we got these two guys, and they're harassing a female, and you're there, and you come to her rescue like anybody would. And but these two guys are Middle Eastern. And now, how many shootings are involved where you are shooting Middle Eastern people? Not so much where they're involved, just where they are the ones you're defending against. How many of those types of shootings are happening in Detroit or were happening at that time? Do you know?
I think I may have been the first one. I mean, I've heard it the opposite. You know, I've heard black males being shot by Middle Eastern people. This may be the first one where the black male was shooting, hitting the Middle Eastern. But a lot, you hear a lot more of the other side.
Did anybody make that comment? I mean, did your lawyer bring that up? Did anybody bring that up during the trial? Or, you know, that you were dealing with a culture that, you know, harasses women. That's part and parcel of the culture. It's not like Islam is not like the Baptists. I'm sure you've already found that out. So did anybody bring that up during your trial?
They did not in front of the judge, jury, the prosecutor. You know, honestly, there was so much other evidence that we didn't even have to dig into the cultural relationship between the two. But amongst us, yes, there was talks. Never did we actually go out and say it on the doc in front of the judge, in front of a jury. We kind of just kept it based on evidence, facts, and left the emotions out of it.
So, given, I mean, I've heard about some of the cases out there. Yours just seems sort of cut and dry to me. To be honest with you, you had your daughter, right? Your daughter was with you, and you had a female with you. And you got two guys harassing. And, you know, in a case like that, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit back and take a survey and find out what their intentions are. You got to act. And you acted, and obviously you acted within the law, and yet they came after you. Now, when... You know, I'm very glad that it's sort of over, but we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about what this did to you, to Marcus Weldon, in between the time of this incident and then everything not having to do with this case, how this affected your life. We know you spent $30,000, and that's, you know, compared to some cases, that's... It can be that, you know, relatively speaking, that's pretty high, it seems like, for it to have been as short as it was in that clear cut. That seems like a sort of high number to me. So we're going to discuss this when we get back. Marcus Weldon, free man walking today out there, wrongfully prosecuted for something that was righteous self-defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by Marcus Weldon. He was dubbed, I guess because of his clothing, the Santa shooter. I never quite, I saw that and I was like, wow, you guys really have no imagination, don't you? He finds himself today walking around, still free and everything else, but a little lighter. He had to give up the equivalent of a nice new car or a college education or maybe a down payment on a nice house just to stay free, just for committing self-defense. What was that like, that year and a half? What was that like?
The hardest year and a half of my life, definitely. The worst part was looking in my daughter's eyes, wondering if I was going to be there the following year. And constantly seeing the dates being pushed back. Every time I would get to a court date, and I was like, okay, this is it. We're getting ready to knock this thing out the park. Let's do it. And then it gets pushed back another 3 months. And another 3 months. And every time it was just like they keep pushing it back. It totally wears you down. And then also seeing evidence throughout the process mysteriously pop up and appear, and some evidence that you think, okay, well, this right here is going to make the prosecutor or the judge say, throw this case out. And then you get to court and then you find out that, hey, we can't use this piece of evidence because of a witness who cannot be found because they have now vanished. So I'm just in this mindset. I was really, really just like, man, they're about to try to nail me, and they're going to do whatever they can to make sure they get a conviction. So, of course, I was drained, not just financially, but mentally and really physically, too, when you add in the fact that you can't eat, can't sleep, medication. I was going to therapy, and it really mentally was just exhausting.
For did they ever come to you trying to get you to plead?
Yes. Actually, the very first day of jury selection, going into trial, finally got there. Year and a half, we're finally here. You know, anxiety's already through the roof, pockets light, and you're like, we're finally here. Then they finally said, hey, take this year in jail. You're facing 25 or 30, however many years it was. We'll knock off six of the felonies, and you'll do one for the, you know, I think it was the felony firearm, or was it, you know, one of the lesser charges.
And, right.
1 year in jail, which is sounds like a delicious deal when you think of prison time.
Right.
And you will be out probably if you do good behavior in 6 months. So they threw me that proposition in the middle of being emotional and trying to figure out the trial, and they offered it to me 3 times. And each time it was harder to say no, because every time you say no, they would say, well, you know, once you say no, you know, face it 30. You know, and it didn't make it any easier when my attorney kind of looking puzzled in the direction he wanted to go, you know, and I don't know if it was more so the fact that the prosecutor was such a, because the one I had, she's one of the top prosecutors. She is definitely rated high on the list. So that plea deal was tough, but I stuck to my guns both times, literally and in the courtroom.
Where was when all this was going down? Did anybody in the gun community approach you to try to give you any sort of help or anything?
Yes, that was I would say about 45% of my help came from the gun community, more so on knowledge, but also financially. I went to Lansing, state capitol building in Michigan, and I ended up meeting DJ Grisham of Open Carry Texas. He was a big advocate in Texas, and he really took me in and helped me get much financial support, and just shared my posts with his following, helped me out a tremendous amount. Rick Hector, outstanding support I got from him. He also was the self-defense expert on my case. He reviewed the entire case, and he gave his expert opinion. He wanted to do it in court, but the prosecutor wouldn't allow that, of course. So he ended up writing up a nice 4-page document and gave it to my attorney, and he mapped it out, and he said, hey, for all this evidence here, this is a legitimate self-defense case. And also I had other people who I met in Lansing, different senators and different state representatives that all kind of shared my posts on Facebook to try to get me a little bit of help from outside of the community.
Right. Did that surprise you? I mean, before that, were you ever involved in the gun community as far as the, you know, going and shooting at the range and hanging out with the, you know, the gun community is sort of a breed all of its own, but it's sort of colorblind, yeah. It's sort of genderblind. Had you ever, were you involved in that prior to that?
Not at all. And that, you know, and I really talk about that in my book as well, because I call it a culture shock, because here, not just as far as race goes, but as far as the gun culture, even though you own a firearm, you still can be away from the gun culture. You can still be away from the firearms community. And what I mean by that is understanding and knowing people that fully understand the Second Amendment. I never viewed the Second Amendment as, I guess, American entitlement, or looked at it as being proactive with your, well, I did look at it as being proactive with my safety, but it was more so looked at in my eyes as, hey, My best friend was murdered and killed in a carjacking. This is a necessity to live in the city of Detroit.
Right.
I'll think about the rest when it comes along. So I wasn't proactive like I should have been. And once I experienced this kind of culture shock, it changed my mind. And I realized that, hey, man, this Second Amendment is more than just defending yourself. I mean, that's a big chunk of it, of course, no doubt. But it also has a lot to do with the Founding Fathers writing up the checks and balances against tyranny and giving the people the power to hold off tyrannical government. So it was a lot more that I learned, and the self-defense funds, the insurance policy that they had out there, I did not know anything about them until guys like CJ and Rick Hector really took me under their wing.
Right. Now, would you say that I know that you're making the rounds and everything, how do you feel about being a part of it now, the gun culture, 2.0, because you're a young fella. What do you think of it?
Definitely the opposite of the stereotype that I was pretty much, my mind was primed with. You hear about the white guys with beards that are old, 50 and over. So that's the stereotype. Everybody knows it, you know, so... although there's a side of it that, you know, does fit that stereotype, but there's also a side of it that fits the stereotype of your regular gun urban shooter or a lot of women. I think the biggest shock for me was I didn't realize how many women were involved. I mean, when I went to the NRA convention, I mean, there are a lot of women who are empowering themselves, and it was just amazing. Then you got the side like Maj Terrain and what he's doing with Black Guns Matter, and you know.
So let me hold you right there. I want to explore that whole thing with you about the NRA meetup when we get back.
I'm sorry.
Marcus Weldon, he's my guest. You can find his book. We'll give out all the links and everything. It'll be in the show notes with the podcast, everything else. Go buy the book. I'm getting ready to read mine. I have an autographed copy because the man handed it to me himself, but. Still going to be a very fascinating read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertising.
advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back at you. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Marcus Weldon. For some reason, the completely imaginless press dubbed him the Santa Shooter because were you dressed like Santa or was it because it was during Christmas or what was that?
Well, I had a Santa Claus outfit on. I didn't even have the full outfit. I didn't even have the beard or hat. Just more so just the coat. And the I did have the boots though, but it was like overalls went over the shoes.
Yeah. Well, the boots are the important part, you know. At the NRA meetup this year, for me, when I was walking around, one thing that I noticed is it seemed like gun culture 2.0 was there in force.
Mm-hmm.
And for people my age, recognizing them, it's nice to see them. And you and Master Ray and a bunch of people were, you're part of the new fiber, the new material that is going to make and shape the Second Amendment movement that is coming up. What do you think about the melding of the old with the new when you get to walk around in something like that, like the NRA meetup?
Well, it's great. I mean, one thing I spoke about in a couple of my speaking engagements was that this is breaking barriers. I mean, can you imagine a guy from the city of Detroit having a conversation and building rapport with somebody from Texas? How can that be? Well, one way you can do that is the Second Amendment culture connects so many different areas together. We all have the common interest in firearms. So once we come to a venue like we did at the NRA convention in Atlanta, you got so many people from all over, and this would never have happened if it wasn't for the common love of firearms. So it's bringing people together. I mean, I've learned so much just from talking to people who look nothing like me, who come from a totally different background, and we have so much in common that we would never have thought. But so it's deeper than the gun. It's what we're doing now is it's a massive shock of culture, and it's something this nation needs, in my opinion, right now. And we learn so much from people, man. I've seen so many people ask me questions about things, and they say about Detroit and about culture over there, and it's just like being able to explain and articulate certain point of views that they may have not ever came across because they've been in their own bubble. Everybody's in their own bubble. You know, you may be in your own bubble in Minnesota. Someone may be in their own bubble in New York. And gun laws are different, you know, and gun culture is different. But you're having a dose of that reality because you're having conversations with people all over. So it's great.
Well, I noticed one thing. Now, are you a boxer or a kickboxer?
Boxer. Like boxing a lot. My father was actually a boxer for the Marines overseas, and I kind of followed behind him.
I was a kickboxer in my youth, although that getting hit in the face all the time, that just sort of, you know. After a while, I began to tire of that, Marcus. That began to tire me out. And unfortunately, my first line of defense was with my face. So I would, just sort of, go ahead and hit me, I dare you. And, you know, then they would. So I found that about you. So, yes, there's one thing that Rick Ector and I have talked about is that all it takes for people is to find one common thread, and then they go from being this or that, or male or female, black, white, plaid. They go from being that to just being somebody with a common interest, and then great things come out of that. So as you go forward, what will you do now?
Well, one thing, my story can bridge the gap between the cultures. I think I can educate a lot of people to be more proactive. People have their firearms. You know, it's funny because there's so many people in Detroit who have their license to carry, but they don't have the knowledge that comes along with it. And then they tend to go along their merry life feeling like, hey, I don't need the legal firearms insurance. I don't need to necessarily have constant training. I just have my gun. Nothing probably will ever happen. But when it does happen, you have to be prepared, not just when you actually in the shooting itself, but you need to be prepared for if you're possibly prosecuted. Every case may not be a slam dunk case. You may come across a situation where there were no cameras. There were no witnesses. Do you make a statement to the police? Do you wait till you go to trial? Now, how much attorney fees do you think you're going to accumulate? Because it's not just the attorney itself. There are forensic experts that you may want to gather up. And it's like playing cards. You got this whole deck. You got to figure out how you want to play it. So if you can be proactive, I can really tap into people at certain demographics and really get them, especially the younger crowd. Because I think a lot of the demographic, the younger people are the ones that are kind of nonchalant. And if I can tap into those communities, I think I can save a lot of lives. And it's a great feeling to know that you were able to save a life and prevent them from going through what I went through.
I can think of a lot of companies that, you know, like one of my sponsors, that could do a lot worse than putting you on the road just to plead the case, because you didn't have anything like that, did you? You didn't have any sort of legal services, insurance right. policy or anything. Everything that you did came off your hip.
Off my hip and out of my pocket. And that's when I'm a big advocate of some type of legal protection. I think that's my main goal. If I get everybody signed up with that, then that right there in itself is a win.
Well, I'm going to see if somebody's... I'm going to make a few calls myself tomorrow just to satisfy my own curiosity, because I sit back and I see a moment in time where somebody could really make a difference just explaining things. I had that happen to me when I was 15 years old, and you and I will have to talk about that another time when we're not on the air, but I had one of those moments where I could have used something like that, and I'll tell you about that, and I just see you as a natural fit for some of these guys. Are you able to still carry a gun? That completely exonerated you carry a gun today? Is that how that worked out?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that I had to get tied down. There was some PPO, personal protection orders, that were tied down on my name that shouldn't have been. There's a little bit of games that they played to try to keep me from owning. firearms, but I had good attorneys. They were shaking that loose for me. So they tried to really hold me or restrain me from coming in contact with firearms, even after the case was over. They did it, you know, just completely dirty, as far as I'm concerned, because personal protection order shouldn't be given to anyone unless it was served, and it's only supposed to last a year, but they had mine where it was pending, and it never was even served, and it was lasting over a year. So those type of things, of course, can keep you from having firearms. So
should that even be valid after you've been exonerated for the reason that they laid that on you in the first place?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No.
I do a lot of open carry now anyway, but it's still kind of it's a strain.
Yes. What is your carry gun of choice?
I still go with either my 9mm or 40 caliber XDM Springfield. I think that's what's been working for me. The compact version is a lot easier to carry, but
right.
Home protection, the bigger one, the 40 caliber is actually one I used for my home protection. I just happened to carry it that day.
Right.
I like the brand. I think it's easy to clean. You know, I'm a big guy when it comes to cleaning. I want something simple, easy to break down and clean. I'm putting it back together and I'm out. You know,
surprise, Hector didn't try to switch you over to an M&P.
Yeah. That's true.
Outstanding. Outstanding. We will have to revisit this. I'll have to call you and we'll have to have a little offline discussion just so I can tell you where I've been before. One more time, tell them how they can find your book.
MarcusWeldon.com. That's my website. You can read more about me. I'll be getting my inventory up and sending back some to Amazon as well, because I think Amazon just sold out. They've been going pretty fast. I have some very, very big names that have been chiming in and picking up some. So, and it opens up a story about my life and how did I even get into firearms and where did I grow up. So definitely check it out. You got to let me know what you think of it too, Bill.
I'm going to give you a book report. Thank you for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me. Look forward to
seeing
you.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.